This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And this morning, we welcome from Glacier Bank, we have Libby V. Fields with us. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning.
Hi,
Libby.
You are a vice president, so we are in the room with greatness, Robin.
Yeah, I know. And I was thinking about Mrs. Fields cookies when I saw her name. No relation.
No. I bank, not a baker.
So. Okay. All right.
What do you oversee at Glacier Bank?
So I oversee five of our Kalispell locations here in the Valley, including Lakeside.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the board chair this year, Chris Parson.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Chris.
I hear you flew helicopters.
I did. Yes, I did.
That's, one of your former board members kind of told me about that.
Oh, a little secret, huh?
Told me you crashed one of them, too.
I might have, yes. Not on purpose.
No. Vietnam, right?
No, I was in Iraq.
Oh, you were in Iraq?
Yeah.
Okay. And tell us what happened. I'm curious to know about your relationship with helicopters.
Yeah, well, I spent 10 years in the Marine Corps flying helicopters, Cobra attack helicopters, and I spent three tours over there in the Middle East and had quite the adventure over there.
Now these helicopters, these Cobras, I saw them in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Those gunships are something.
They were something back then, and they've actually, they've become a big helicopter and two engines now and four blades, and they're quite the complicated aircraft these days.
Now, the pilot sits in the back seat or the front seat?
There's actually both. They're both pilots, actually.
Are they?
Yep, they're both pilots. Both have controls when they need to. Mm-hmm. But generally, the gunner's in the front and the pilot's in the back, generally speaking.
So you're kind of working, you're sort of a backseat driver.
Exactly.
Wow. So now I understand why you are so passionate about ALERT.
Yes, ALERT's really important to me. You know, I came back to the Valley and I've lived here my whole life. And you watch ALERT do what they do and want to support such a great service that they provide. And, of course, helicopters have a near and dear to my heart. So.
Okay. You ever wanted to fly one of those birds?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. I have. Yeah. Yep.
A little different now. Flatlands in Iraq, and you got the mountains here to deal with.
Yeah, it's a little more. Yeah, for sure. They both have their challenges, for sure.
And of course, you didn't have the glass cockpits that they have now, too.
I did not. No, yeah. They did that probably about 5 years after I got out.
So you actually had to look at the terrain.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and you had people shooting at you, too.
We did. Yes, yeah. We did. Yep.
None of that nonsense here for
ALERT. No.
But I wanted to bring that out because we sometimes forget that, these helicopters were able to do just some amazing things. And the technology between the time you flew and the time that we're flying the ALERT choppers now is just, it's changed dramatically.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's changed a lot. These cockpits, these aircraft, everything just changes so fast. And to keep these guys current and the equipment that they need in these aircraft and everything, it's just so important for the community to get behind it, which they always have, and to make these things happen.
And the problem is with these helicopters is they ain't cheap.
No, they're definitely not cheap, as we've experienced before. You know, $5-6 million for a helicopter, especially when you talk about a medical helicopter that you got to put on all these different types of equipment in there that, you know, to kind of redo the inner side of the cockpit to mm-hmm. be able to support what they do with all the infant care and everything else that they do.
And then we've got to keep our pilots trained, too.
And then there's so much training with new helmets. I mean, you'd think a new helmet would be just put it on, but I mean, there's so much training that goes with that, and night vision goggles and even the glass cockpit. And right now we have a glass cockpit, and then we have a more traditional cockpit. So these guys are learning two different cockpits and flying in that, and night flying and weather and mountains, as we talked about. There's just so much to train.
Talk with us a little bit about just technically now about flying in the mountains. When you're flying a helicopter, you've got these winds that just drive you nuts.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that every pilot's worst nightmare is getting in these mountains and being not being able to get out of them, getting themselves pinned into tight areas and stuff. And so watching the winds and being able to manage that with certain lift and things that are affected by all the terrain around them. So they're coming into really tight landing zones. And they just got to really be constantly, their situational awareness and constantly watching what's going on around them. It's unmatched, really.
You can get sucked right into one of these valleys, couldn't you?
Absolutely. And that's the risk, is getting sucked in and not having enough power to get out, and knowing how much lift you have and power to be able to get out and what the weight parameters are. There's just so much to be mindful of to make sure you can get out of there safely.
But our alert helicopters have some specialized equipment to help you make those determinations.
Absolutely, yes. With these, comes with the $5 million aircraft these days, is to have that technical stuff and all that digital readout and stuff that gives you the opportunity to be able to prepare yourself a little bit more for that.
See, I'm leading all this up to the big banquet that's coming up here. And this is a way that we have to raise funds, and we need a lot of funds to keep these birds in the air and keep us safe.
That's right. Yeah, no, the big banquet every year. This year we're expecting near 1,000 people. We're on a roll there, so we should be getting pretty close to that. This banquet is so important, and I think Alert for the community has just been such a model nonprofit to support Alert over the years. I mean, the history of it, and it's just so important. And as we mentioned, these aircraft are not cheap. Not only a helicopter, but we got a fixed wing that is needing replaced right now, and those are more expensive than a helicopter in some cases. So, and they require the same amount of equipment that the helicopter requires. So
we're going to go with the same aircraft, that same...
It's looking like it. We haven't really nailed that down yet, but we're getting pretty close.
Yeah, yeah. That's quite an aircraft, by the way. That thing whips up and goes in a hurry.
Yes, it does.
it's really something. talk with us, Libby, about Glacier Bank's role.
Sure. So just very important event, 1,000 people from the community. I think it's a very unique event here, and we're very fortunate to be in an area where people are willing to give and support such a good cause. So I both work at Glacier Bank, and I serve as the chair on the Logan Health Foundation Board. And so that just aligns in values, and like I said, it's just supporting a great event. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, so you're on the, you chairing the foundation board now?
Yep.
Wow.
Correct.
That is a big job.
Yes.
Yeah, that foundation board, raising all the money for everything that, all the extras that we can't afford otherwise.
Absolutely. Philanthropy is very important to healthcare and our community.
And so we got two chair people here, Robin.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
We're
falling behind, Josh.
Yes, we're having a touch of greatness here this morning on the KGEZ Good Morning Show. Let's talk a bit about the banquet itself right after this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do looks matter? In this case, yes. You're here with Cambria Ulrich for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. If you take pride in the way our town looks, and we have a feeling you do, you'll help clean the fish April 27th. Caring locals gather at Glacier Bank, 319 East 2nd Street at 8:30 a.m. Coffee, juice, and breakfast in the parking lot, then out into nearby neighborhoods to tidy things up. Trash bags, gloves, and reflective vests will be provided. Back at the bank, lunch is served at 11:30. High fives and big thanks for all your hard work, plus prizes. A $100 gift card for adults and 2 bikes in different sizes for kids. Glacier Bank appreciates you being there, for cleaning the fish, and for taking pride in our community. The way our town looks makes a difference. What truly matters? Your caring.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
We're talking about the Alert helicopter and aircraft, and the Alert board chair, Chris Parson, is with us, and Glacier Bank VP Libby Fields also with us today. So this banquet, what a big deal.
No, it sure is a big deal. There's you know, so much board members that put so much effort into it. But this year, pony up. That's our theme. We change our theme every year, expecting 1,000 people. So wear your best Western attire and come have a great night.
So my wife is going to actually let me wear my jeans. She usually makes me dress up in a suit for this thing.
Well, you'll fit right in either way.
All right, good. I'm not going to be in a suit. All right, that's cool. So first of all, where, when, and all that stuff.
Sure. April 20th, Saturday night at the fairgrounds, starts at 5:30.
Now, that's a week from this coming Saturday,
That's
right?
A week from this Saturday, correct.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Doors open at 5:30. Of course, we do a nice open bar for about an hour or so for those that attend. Great charcuterie, cowboy charcuterie board, I think they're calling it. So great appetizers and stuff before that with music playing. And then we'll start that event about 6:30 and get rolling for the evening.
Always, as part of it, we get a glimpse of some of the successes of the Alert program this past year.
Yes, absolutely. And this year's no different. Definitely, the showcase is really about the Alert and the Alert team. The helicopter's going to be inside this year, which we try to make that happen every year. But so it'll be inside. We'll have the whole team there, the whole Alert team, both pilots and medical and crew and everything, and maintenance guys that do such great work on those helicopters and fixed wings. So the whole crew will be there, really get a chance to meet those guys and see what they're all about.
Talk with us a little bit about the medical staff that goes along on these planes.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about the helicopter and stuff, but I think the meat of it really is those medical providers that are on board and that are there to support that team when they go out in the field and they pick up a critically ill patient or a critically injured patient or an infant that needs the support. And they're invaluable to that program. They're going to make that program happen and really show the successes of what that program can do.
Libby, this is a unique program. There's probably nothing like it anywhere else in the country.
No, not that I'm aware of.
This is, there's other life support services by helicopter, but this one is unique because it's we own it.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not, I don't know how we describe it. I guess it's just it's public.
Yeah, it's truly created and funded by the community. I mean, that's what it's been, that's kind of the history of it. I mean, obviously that Logan has been extremely important to its success. But yeah, it is kind of community owned, John. I mean, that's kind of the unique about it.
It came up, and I know I've said this before, but I was dumbfounded to learn that it was a logger who was hurt and eventually died up in the woods. They couldn't get him down in time to save his life. Young man by the name of Denny Buck, who I grew up with over on Kalispell's east side. And we went to school together at Flathead and at Central Junior High. And I had no idea that he was the one that was the instigator of all this, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. That's the unique history and that goes in. And I think that shows the community, how they got behind something like that and realized what they needed. And then you have the leaders that formed Alert and the founders that said, you know what, we need this. And people in the Logging Association and those kind of groups got behind it and made it happen.
See, you know, I just went on the internet because I thought, well, this was a first. Yeah, the first air ambulance service in the country, 1975. So that's like 49 years now.
Yep, 49.
So next year is the 50th anniversary.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boy, okay. That's going to be a party.
Well, pony up this coming weekend for the 20th.
This is it's a fantastic service that's provided, and it's not one that that most communities can even begin to afford. But somehow we do it here.
Yeah, and such a unique place here with all the recreation and like our landscape and how important that is for the people that live here. It's great.
You know, we forget, I think, how dangerous it is to be in the backcountry. Even though we recreate there, we work there. I mean, we do logging and even the work that we do to treat our forests now so they don't burn up. People get hurt up there.
Absolutely. For sure, you know, and that's what you see, especially this time of year, the helicopter starts getting really busy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last year I think we did 286 patients with the helicopter. That's just local. A lot of that's mostly local, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stuff that you don't see every day that is out there happening. And that red helicopter's flying around. And boy, you know when people get outside because you start seeing the helicopter.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad, when we go camping or something, he said, we're a long ways away from a doctor, so you got to be careful out here. And, of course, this was the days before cell phones or anything where you could get word out. So,
yeah.
But we were traveling south of Lakeside on Highway 93 in a particularly narrow part of the road, and there was a crash there all kinds of reds and blues up, and the next thing we knew, there was the alert helicopter landing right in the middle of the road, and I looked at that and I said, is he going to be able to fit in there? That was not a wide chunk of 93.
They do some amazing stuff, and thankfully we have really well-trained pilots, and they know their parameters of their aircraft, and they know, and they, you know, the other thing is they work really well with the community, the crew, the ambulances, and all the other services, emergency medical services, that work with them and understand how to coordinate with that helicopter and where they can put them or where they can't, and do it safely so that they can get people to the hospital.
That's a good point, Chris, because sometimes, Lakeside QRU was able to get there first, but they realized that they needed to get this person to the hospital faster.
That's right, yeah.
Than what they could do.
Right, the coordination and communication between all these quick response units and things across the community and counties that ALERT works with, to be able to bring in the alert helicopter safely and quickly and get these patients to where they need to go is another one of those community things that I don't think many communities really have.
Well, in a very real way, going to the alert banquet is, it's just making sure that we all stay safe. And you never know when it might be one of us that needs to be flown out somewhere. Robin's going to ask you more about the banquet and how we can get involved right after this.
You look around Columbia Falls, the stunning mountains, crystal clear lakes, beautiful valleys, and litter? Spring has revealed the need for caring people to tidy up our town. This is Caleb Bauman with Glacier Bank, member FDIC, hoping you'll help us clean the falls April 27th. Meet at Glacier Bank, 822 Nucleus Avenue at 9 a.m. Students, clubs, service organizations, moms, dads, kids, and grandparents, everyone who cares about our community is welcome to help. After picking up the trash left behind this winter, lunch will be served by the Columbia Falls Lions Club and fantastic prizes will be awarded. It will be a great day, one Glacier Bank is proud to be a part of. Questions? Come by Glacier Bank in Columbia Falls or call us at 406-751-4767. Thanks to you, our town will shine again.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
We're talking with ALERT Board Chair Chris Parson this morning, and Glacier Bank VP Libby Fields, and you're the chair of the foundation, the beneficiary, wait a minute, it goes to the helicopter, but through the foundation?
The foundation.
Is that the way that works? Yeah. Anyway, so you're involved with the banquet. Now, when we hear the word banquet, we think of food. What can we expect this year?
I'll let Chris take that, but it's very good food.
Yeah. Well, the hospital's going to be catered again. We're going to have, I think I talked about the cowboy charcuterie as an appetizer, but then we got prime rib coming. We have blackened chicken and then all the fixings that come with it. So it's really going to be a great meal.
And they come to your table and they bring the plates and you have drinks and desserts. And once in a while, you can scam an extra dessert. That's happened at my table
before. That's happened to me.
That's because John gets up from the table and I eat his.
This year, the dessert is tiramisu with a s'mores twist.
Oh, man. Ooh,
so we're going to find out what that is.
Wow.
So that's the food. Now, as far as the program, there's always a video, as I recall. It's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, absolutely. There definitely is. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag on that one. But absolutely, it will happen. And that's one of my favorite parts of the show. It really demonstrates.
Okay, now you said April 20th is the date. That's a Saturday night. A week
from this Saturday.
A week from this Saturday. And what about tickets? How does someone purchase tickets?
Yeah, logan.org and then /alert, and then it'll get you to the tickets there, and you can buy your tickets all online.
Knowing them, they probably got a banner on there and everything to get
you absolutely.
To it.
Yeah, piece of cake.
Okay.
All right.
And who's the MC this year? Do we have can we not tell?
No, him? Joe Unterreiner is going to be the MC this year.
Joe's going to do it. All right. Look out, folks.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and we have a really good auctioneer coming in. His name's Reed Tobel. He's out of Lake County, but he does this all over the world, and he's going to do a really good job for us.
Right.
We have some great auction items. Great at paintings and everything else.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can walk around the perimeter of the Expo Center. Is that what it is?
No, it's Trade Center.
Trade Center, the big building.
Yep,
the
big
one. And you can see all the items that you're bidding on. And it's quite the evening, April 20th. And you're going to be there, aren't you, Libby?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what
I wouldn't miss it.
The Alert Banquet. Pony up.
That's right. Okay, guys, thanks so much for all that you do. And I think it's really important to realize that any one of us at any given time could be on board that helicopter fighting for our lives. And it's just something we all need to support.
That's right, John. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks.
It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby, keeping you connected to your friends and your community, an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.